This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
If you're running a B2B service business, I'm talking digital marketing, consulting, even specialized law or accounting, and you're trying to hit those aggressive, scalable revenue targets, you eventually run into this massive growth paradox. You just can't afford to only chase new logos. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, just wait around for the odd referral to hopefully drop into your lap.
Okay, so let's really unpack this. If getting new clients is sort of the expensive, unpredictable lottery, then the reliable path to scale, the one that really drives predictable growth, is maximizing the lifetime value, the LTV of every single client you already have. These are the people who already know your quality, they trust your process, and I mean, crucially, they've already paid you.
Precisely. And that's the big shift. We're moving past that reliance on, you know, ad hoc or purely relationship-based expansion. Today, we are diving deep into what the research calls the cross-sell matrix.
The cross-sell matrix. Right. And it's not just a strategy. It's a structured, data-driven framework. Its purpose is really singular. It's about systematically identifying, then segmenting, and then targeting your current satisfied clients with the next logical service they need.
So it's a system.
It is. It transforms service expansion from like a spontaneous hit or miss pitch into something proactive, standardized, and, you know, a predictable revenue machine.
That reframes the whole challenge. It's about building a system, not just waiting for inspiration. So the mission for you, the listener, today is pretty clear. We're going to walk through the concrete steps, the mapping, the client segmentation, and the digital execution that you need to strategically expand revenue from the clients you already have. We want to show you how to build that more robust, predictable growth trajectory, starting, like, this week.
Let's get into it.
So let's start with the big strategic question. Why is a formal, structured cross-sell matrix so essential? I mean, most good service companies already offer a bunch of different services. Why not just let our account managers upsell organically? What are the immediate, you know, quantifiable payoffs here that formalizing this provides?
Well, what's fascinating is that the matrix isn't just about selling more. It's really about business stability. The main goal of this framework is to stop what so many businesses do, leaving significant low-cost revenue just sitting on the table.
Leaving money on the table.
Exactly. When you leave expansion up to chance,
yeah,
you create these blind spots where a profitable client could be using two or three more of your services, but they aren't. And it's simply because the timing or the pitch was just never formalized. The matrix gives you four crucial immediate benefits that hit the bottom line and your long-term stability.
Okay, so let's get specific. What's the first one? Let's start with LTV.
Right, so the obvious one is increased LTV. And while turning a single service client into a multi-service client always boosts their value, the data suggests the LTV doesn't just increase proportionally. It often increases exponentially.
Exponentially, why is that?
Because your multi-service clients tend to be your higher tier, more enterprise level clients to begin with. They
That's just
have more complex needs.
That makes sense. So there's a higher potential ceiling for the whole relationship from the get-go.
Exactly. But the second benefit, and maybe the one people overlook the most, is the reduction in churn. We saw some really compelling data that clients using three or more services, they show an average churn rate that is 60% lower than single service clients.
60%.
Yeah, 60.
Yeah.
That's not just stickier, you know, that's foundational stability. When you're managing their Google ads and their content and their website, ripping you out becomes this monumental risky project for them.
So that deep operational integration is kind of the ultimate defense against competitors. But let me push back on that a little. When you create all these dependencies, does the client ever feel, you know, trapped? How does the matrix make sure it feels like a value add and not just vendor lock-in?
That is the critical distinction. And it's exactly why the whole system is built on success milestones, which we're going to get into. The goal is never vendor lock-in. It's becoming an indispensable strategic partner.
A partner, not a vendor.
Right. By proactively finding their next pain point, like, what problem did their success with service A just create?
Yeah.
And then solving that problem with service B, you solidify your role. You aren't trapping them, you're guiding them. And this all leads to the final, really critical point. Lower sales costs. Selling a second or third service to a client who already trusts you. I mean, it also carries a cost of acquisition that is 70 to 90% lower than winning a brand new cold logo.
70 to 90%.
That difference just drastically improves your margins. It frees up your sales team to focus only on really qualified new business.
That cost efficiency alone is probably enough to justify this. But let's move into the nuts and bolts. This is where it gets really interesting for me. The methodology. So the idea is to move past assumptions and really quantify that natural progression of client needs. Let's detail those three steps for actually building the matrix.
Okay, so step one is the foundation. And honestly, it's often where internal teams fall down because they're all operating in their own silos.
Yeah.
Step one, map services and their dependencies. You have to list all your core services, PPC, content strategy, web design, whatever they are, and identify the natural connections. We're not just listing them. We're defining dependencies.
Dependencies meaning?
Meaning which service often acts as the precursor for another and which one is a necessary consequence of another one's success.
Can you give us an example? Maybe one that's not so obvious?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the obvious one is PPC success leading to SEO. You get great results with Google Ads. So you shift to building organic authority to, you know, lower your long-term ad spend. A less obvious one. A client that have wild success with their content marketing blogs, white papers, they might suddenly find their biggest bottleneck is now conversion rate optimization, or CRO.
Ah, so all that great traffic you created for them is now hitting landing pages that aren't optimized to convert.
Exactly. The success in one area creates the problem in another. You have to map that dependency.
Okay, so that leads us to the second step. This is where the data becomes really critical, right? This is what makes it a framework and not just a list.
That's it. Step two. Segment clients by current service and achieve success. It's totally insufficient to just say a client is an email marketing client. The system demands that you identify their success milestones. This piece of data is what justifies the entire cross-sell pitch.
So we're tracking quantifiable wins, moving past just vague satisfaction scores. What do those milestones sound like?
They have to be objective metrics. For a paid media client, we're talking about achieving a 30% CPA reduction. Cost per acquisition, or maybe scaling their ad spend by 100% while staying profitable.
And for, say, an SEO client?
For SEO, maybe they now rank in the top three for five competitive keywords. For a web design client, they launch the new site and their site speed scores are, you know, excellent. These metrics are the fuel for the whole system.
But I can see an internal challenge here, an organizational one.
You're spot on. This step forces a critical internal alignment check. You have to make sure the team running service A is tracking the metrics that the team selling service B needs for their pitch.
And in a lot of companies, the PPC team doesn't talk to the SEO team.
Never. And the web team doesn't talk to the CRO team. Building this matrix means you have to break down those internal silos to create one unified client journey.
That internal friction has to be solved before you can even think about the external pitch.
Precisely. And that flows right into the final step. Step three, identify cross-sell opportunities and triggers. So based on your dependency map and that success data, you define the logical next steps. PPC success leads to an SEO cross-sell. Then you define the specific events that activate the need for that new service.
Triggers. What are some powerful examples of those triggers?
They fall into two buckets, really. Internal and external. External triggers could be the client launching a new product line or expanding into a new market. Internal triggers are often about a strain on their resources. Maybe they're just overwhelmed by the lead volume you created for them.
And that signals a need for your outsourced sales support or something similar?
Exactly. These triggers tell you exactly when to make the pitch.
So, okay, we have this perfect data. We know they crushed their PPC goals. We've mapped that success to the need for SEO. The problem now is, how do you present that to them so it feels like an opportunity, not just another sales pitch? This is where digital execution comes in. And we have the advantage of all that trust we've already built.
The execution has to be systematic. You have to leverage technology to make the pitch contextual, to make it personal. And we do that with highly targeted digital campaigns designed just for these segments. The first one is targeted email campaigns. And these are not generic email blasts. They have to be hyper-personalized. You should be using the client's own performance data right in the opening line.
So the subject line isn't check out our SEO service.
God, no. It should be something like PPC results trigger, how client X capitalized on their Q3 CPA drop to build organic authority. You're using their own success as the proof.
That's powerful. You're using their verifiable win as the foundation for the new proposal. You don't have to reprove your value.
You don't. You just highlight case studies that show how the next service solved a problem that they are literally creating for themselves right now through their own success. The next tool is retargeting ads. But when I say that, I'm not talking about those creepy cookies that follow them around the internet. The research points to using internal client IDs to serve ads within their secure client portal or dashboard.
Oh, I love that. So you're using their own platform as this built-in, non-intrusive ad network, and they're already in an analytical mindset when they see it.
Exactly. They're looking at their performance data, and right there, you meet them with an ad for the next logical step. And you can take that even further with in-platform prompts.
Like a little pop-up?
A subtle one, yeah. A banner within the platform that says, thinking about reducing long-term ad dependency, explore our authority SEO services. And it links right to a relevant case study. And finally, you can't overlook value-add content. This is your priming mechanism. You create expert-level guides that illustrate the synergy between services. Not sales brochures, but actual educational resources.
Give me an example of that synergy content.
Sure. A guide titled something like The Dual Engine Approach, how integrating SEO and PPC lets you dominate search and control costs. Then you share that guide only with a client segment that has already bought one of those two services.
So you're priming them on the value of integration before an account manager even calls them.
You're making the pitch feel educational and forward-thinking, not reactive. All of these methods work together to proactively make sure your clients are always getting the maximum value from you. You're always solving their next problem before they even have to ask.
So what does this all mean for a CEO who's trying to get that predictable growth? I mean, it seems like the cross-sell matrix fundamentally shifts the focus of your whole growth strategy. You start desperately chasing those expensive new logos, and you start systematically, methodically growing the revenue from each account you already have, which leads to a more robust and predictable path forward.
It really does. And this raises an important practical question for you, the listener. We've talked a lot about marketing, but think about other fields. If your business is in, say, law services, family, IP, tax, or home services like HVAC and roofing, or even business services like accounting, how quickly could you build that dependency map?
Based on the specific success milestones your clients have in those fields.
Right. What's the logical next service? After an accounting client has a super successful audit, what's the clear, proactive need that success creates? Maybe it's detailed financial planning or internal process consulting. That dependency map is your secret weapon.
That framing makes this so much more actionable. So here's the challenge for you as you finish this deep dive. Review your current client list. Yes. I want you to identify the top three clients who have achieved the most definitive success milestones in the last quarter. That 30% CPA drop, that major legal win, that flawless quarterly filing. And based on that success, what is the single most logical cross-sell they are currently missing? And what campaign trigger, a new product launch, a market expansion? What trigger would you use to time your outreach? That defined pairing right there, that's your starting point for building a predictable, structured revenue expansion strategy. Go build your matrix.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.